This is a Pinball News production.
Hi, again, I'm Jim Shelberg. I publish the Pin Game Journal. I actually have about 40 minutes of video to show, and my talk is 45 minutes long, so do the math. I'm around all day if you have questions about the magazine, and I'm doing it for 18 years, and we're up to issue 137. So again, do the math. It's not quite every month, but but it keeps going, so that's okay. I collect pinball video. Anything that says the word pinball or shows a pinball, I consider a pinball video. So it can be anything from a quick glimpse of a pinball machine to a whole scene involving pinball, and you'll see all of those in these clips. I have a couple DVDs actually at my booth that are for sale. All of the money goes to the Pinball Hall of Fame in Las Vegas. And some of what you're going to see is on that, but a lot of it is not. It's new, and someday, every time I give a talk, I say, by next show, I'll have the next DVD ready. Well, that never happens, so. So when I was going to talk here, Larry Zartarian called, and he really didn't want me to do videos. He thought you'd all be very interested in how I started the Pin Game Journal. I'm showing videos. I found a video that kind of talks about starting the magazine, and it's a couple years ago. The children you're going to see in this first video, the younger one is now 21, and the older one you'll see for a second is 26. So that'll tell you how long ago this is, plus hair amount will tell you. One real quick story. The first issue that I made, I had it all on the computer. It was all ready to go. And I didn't know computers that well. I didn't know the word save. So there was tons of mistakes, and I sent it all out, and everyone corrected, and I corrected all the mistakes, and I, turned the computer off. And then I sent it to the printer, and they printed it. And I gave people copies, and they said, "You're not sending this out, are you?" And I said, "Well, yeah, it's the issue." Well, it had one person found 462 mistakes, and we had a contest. Find the mistakes in the first issue of the Pin Game Journal, and so Dave Marston found that amount, and that was how things started. So almost every issue has had something wrong with it, one way or the other, but it's turned out pretty good. So let's just show the video, and let me just say one more. I'm not going to stop. So we're going to end with let's see. Wait, first it's me. Then we're talking two quick ones. One, you'll notice the initials of this pinball ad. You'll notice them from the news, recent news, in terms of the economy, in terms of bailouts, in terms of wasting money. And the next one, quickly, you'll know what it is when you see it. I think is the award for the stupidest pinball commercial, or stupidest commercial involving pinball ever in the world. Then there's a number of stuff. We're going to go through music. We're going to go through TV. We're going to go through commercials. I found one that's a local. You'll know it when you see it. Kind of a local interest clip, and we're going to end with my favorite comedian George Carlin. He was in the shortest pinball clip and the longest pinball clip that I have. You'll see them. They're a couple years apart. The first one ends at the end of the presentation. Is from the very first Saturday Night Live. I remember watching that live. It's a quick pinball thing, and it's very cool, and you know it's live because Don Pardo made a big mistake in the announcement, and then it'll go to the George Carlin Show, which was just a number of years ago, but many years after George appeared on Saturday Night Live, and you'll know why that's there, because it's very pinball. And before that, let's jump around. There's a trailer for a movie called Special When Lit, and that's been a documentary that's being filmed by a group in London and in Australia, and it just got nominated for, Martin, help me, for what award?
Yeah, best documentary at the Raindance Film Festival, which is taking place this beginning of this month in London.
Right. And this is a trailer that they gave me a couple years ago. I believe they're going to reissue it and recut it. But this is a very well-made thing. It's not available on DVD because it's making the rounds of the festivals. So, all right, I'm done talking.